Well, it's certainly a privilege of mine to be able to be here and to stand before you tonight. We have a wonderful crowd before us. In the words of Eric Bullock, we haven't seen a crowd like this since the Bush administration. And so it certainly is good to see everyone and to be able to present a portion of God's Word to you. We all know the old saying that the best is saved for last, but that certainly is not the case tonight. We've heard five wonderful lessons from the young men who have stood up here before me, and I just hope tonight that I will be able to live up to the standards that they have set. Tonight, we've heard about the desire that we need to have as young men and as men for the eldership office, the lack of shepherds and what happens when we don't have them. We've heard about servant leaders, authoritative leaders, and of course, we just heard about how mothers, grandmothers, and wives play a role in this. And it's my job tonight, I believe, to try to tie these things together and put them together and talk about how we can now develop ourselves into a leader. That's certainly no easy task to do, to develop yourself into a leader, much less an elder. And I believe if we were to look at the Bible today and all of the New Testament characters that we can read about, they all have great things that help them become leaders, but they all have underlying factors that make them the people that they are. The definition of a leader today is someone who leads a group or a country or a large number of people. But today, this is not someone that is a tyrant who's yelling and screaming at everyone and it's his way or the highway. In fact, the biblical definition of a shepherd is actually much different than this today. In Matthew 9 and 36, Jesus had compassion and he felt sorry on the people that he was looking at because they were like sheep, not having a shepherd. A shepherd today is a quiet man who leads with meekness and kindness, and he leads by example. And the Bible commands us today to have these leaders and to have these shepherds and, of course, to eventually have elders. The Bible says in Acts chapter 20, verses 28 and 29, "Therefore take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God which he purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock." So of course we read here to where we are commanded to have shepherds. Because if we do not, there will be wolves that surround us. That has been mentioned here tonight. And there will be men who will rise up and they'll say perverse things. And without a shepherd, the herd will be destroyed. And so with this in mind, I want to quickly talk about three things that I believe we can do in order to develop ourselves into a leader. Number one, we have to have content in our life. Now, I don't mean content as in be satisfied with something, but I mean content or what makes up the person. The Bible says in Titus 1:9, as was read a moment ago, "Holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine to both to exhort and convict those who contradict." Looking at leaders in the church of the New Testament times, well, they certainly knew what they were talking about. Can you imagine if Peter or Paul had stood before a council and they didn't know what they were defending? Can you imagine if Philip didn't know what to tell the Ethiopian eunuch? Or can you imagine if Peter didn't know what to teach Cornelius? Or what if Jesus did not know what to tell back to Satan when he was defending himself in the wilderness for 40 days? Well, certainly times today might would be different. But the Bible is our only tool and it's our only weapon that we have today. And we are told in so many places, more than I can mention here tonight, that we are to know the Scriptures. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker that does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Paul tells Timothy that we're to be approved unto God. And we can do that by studying the Scriptures. Would you listen today to a football coach who never watched film? Or would you listen to a referee who had never read the rule book? Or a preacher who couldn't quote a single verse? A shepherd today, he cannot lead his flock without knowing what he needs to do. One of the biggest weaknesses, in my opinion, of growing up in the church is you often become satisfied with where you're at in life. And one of my biggest weaknesses growing up was I was raised in the church. I came to meetings, I spoke, I led songs and prayers. But oftentimes I found myself not knowing what I believed. And that's a problem that we have today in the church. We live these lives and we say that we are Church of Christ and we're followers of Christ. And we don't even know what Christ says. That's a problem that we have to fix today in the church. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 4 and 13, "Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine." And certainly I could say more about this. But secondly, once we have the content that we need in our life, we have to follow that up with character. The Bible says in Titus 2, 6 through 8, he's specifically speaking to the young men. He says, "Likewise, exhort the young men to be sober-minded, in all things showing yourself to be a pattern of good works and doctrine, showing integrity and reverence and incorruptibility, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that one who is an opponent may be ashamed, having nothing evil to say of you." If you're sitting in the audience tonight and you want to be a leader, you need to ask yourself, do you have these things in your life that Paul tells Titus? Do people have evil things to say about you? Sure, we've all made our fair share of mistakes, but have you made those things right? Do you live such a life that people have nothing evil to say about you? They can't even condemn the speech that you say. When you have a few hours in the evenings, what do you do with that time? Do you sit around and watch YouTube and play Fortnite and waste your time on frivolous other things? Or do you sit down and you open God's Word, realizing that in just a few years, it seems like a long time, but in just a short time, you'll be looked upon to take a position of a leader or an elder in a church? And I can assure you tonight that I've been so guilty countless times of just wasting hours and potentially days that I had to do good for the Lord's church. But instead, I wasted it on things that will not matter. But it's not only the morality that comes into our life. We also have to do other things as leaders in developing ourselves. We have to have the fruits of the Spirit. We have to be kind. We have to be loving. We have to be patient, and we have to be caring. And of course, the list goes on. The job of an elder doesn't just stop at morality. It goes a lot further than that. And once we have the fruits of the Spirit, the Bible tells us in 1 Timothy 3, 4 through 5, "One who rules his own house well, having his children in submission with all reverence. For if a man does not know how to rule his own house, how will he take care of the church of God?" You think about someone today who you view as a true shepherd in the Lord's church. Do you hear bad things about their home life and their kids? Probably not. The people who are true shepherds today, they've raised their kids up with all reverence and gravity. This man isn't provoking his children to wrath. He's not doing any of the things that we're commanded not to do. But Paul goes on to say, if this man can't rule his own house, why would we put him in charge of a church? That would be foolish of us to do so. And so when we think about these things, morality has to be under control. You have to have more than that. You've got to have the fruits of the Spirit. And once you do that, Lord willing, you'll start a family and you have to raise them up in the church. Do we honestly think tonight that we have time to be playing video games, watching YouTube, gossiping about other people's problems, or in unchristian places? Certainly we do not. But moving forward, thirdly and lastly, once a person has the content that they need in their life, and once they follow up that content with a godly character, we are then a competent person. We are qualified for the job. Once a shepherd or an elder has mastered the things in which not only I've talked about, but all these young men have talked about tonight, they are then qualified, or they are a capable person. A successful person in the role they are put in. And an important thing to keep in mind is that without being saturated with Scripture and without having the godly character, being competent isn't possible. And if there's nothing else you take away from this sermon, I hope it's this. A leader, a shepherd, a teacher, they do not become these things overnight. It takes a lifetime of working as hard as we possibly can to be able to do these things. I used to think to myself, eldership or leadership is potentially years down the road. Why would I start focusing now? Why don't I enjoy my young life like the world wants us to think? But that's foolish thoughts. This life is obviously but a vapor. And developing in ourselves into a leader, this is the most important part. Being the leader is just as important as the developing. And unless we use every minute of this life that we're given in order to develop, we simply will never be a competent person. Knowing the content of having godly character is much easier said than done. But it's something we must work diligently toward and hard at if we want to become qualified or competent for the job. In conclusion this evening, as we close out 1 year and as we start a fresh 2020, it is my prayers tonight that we all, including myself, are able to take the things that we've heard so far in this entire meeting and apply them to our lives, knowing that without shepherds in the church today, we'll simply be a herd that is eventually destroyed. We have seen tonight that there is a role for each individual, men or women, and it is our duty as Christians to fulfill those. So where do you fit in tonight? Perhaps you're one sitting in the audience who has never obeyed the gospel plan of salvation. That would be the first step that you need to take. You can come tonight hearing the word of God, found in Romans 10 and 17, believing the things that you've heard, found in Mark 16, 16, repenting of your past sins, found in Luke 13 and 3, confessing that Jesus is the Son of God, as the Ethiopian eunuch did in Acts chapter 8, and lastly, you need to be baptized for the remission of your sins, found in 1 Peter 3 and verse 21. But maybe you've done that here tonight, and perhaps you've strayed back into the ways of the world. It's easy for a sheep to get lost. And so many times as humans, we certainly find ourselves lost and looking for the shepherd. But you can come back down tonight, and you can walk down this aisle, and we'll pray with you and for you. If you want to be the case, please come while we stand and while we sing.